The holiday season, time for gift giving and receiving. In a perfect world, you get only the gifts you want. Now, at least for online shoppers, an inventor has a solution for gifts you don't want. His name is William Dodd, and he spoke with Day Today's Madeline Brandt.
William Dodd, you've come up with a way to make sure no one has to receive an unwanted gift that's been purchased online. Can you describe your invention?
Absolutely. The convenience piece of gift giving was greatly enhanced by the internet, but it's still a very impersonal experience. The internet had the potential to make that so much better, and that's what I set out to do, was to untap that potential and looked at it from not only the recipient side, but the sender side, as well as the retailer, who would obviously be a big part of this. In essence, how this works is, if I want to send my cousin in Des Moines a gift, I go to Neiman Marcus. I select a gift online, and in the shopping cart experience, I elect to send it to her via the gift mail experience. So basically what I've been able to do is to insert an electronic greeting card, audio, video of myself singing her happy birthday or Merry Christmas. And so now when she's getting this gift, it's much more personal than just getting the brown box in the mail. And as the sender, I don't worry so much about the gift that I've selected, because in the process of her opening that gift, she now is presented with a picture of the gift, and she has the ability to exchange that gift for something completely different, or she has the ability to re-gift that and forward it on to someone else.
Now, re-gifting doesn't have a particularly good reputation. It's seen as rather gauche to re-gift. So how would you circumvent this social prohibition?
The sender has no idea what the recipient does with the gift, in much the same way in the real world today. And the process of gift mail actually becomes bigger than the gift itself, because it's a personal experience of the audio, the video, and the fact that you've presented someone with the ability to exchange that or forward it on to someone else. You know that as the sender going in. So you've done this as a way to enhance the experience for the person who is receiving the gift.
Now, we've all heard about the 6 degrees of separation. What if the fruitcake bounces all the way back to the original sender?
Ah, now that's a great question. Well, I think it would just really make the process that much more fun if you think about it. I mean, that would be really neat if I ultimately got a gift that I sent out originally and came back to me. I'd get a big kick out of that.
So it's entirely possible that no one would ever get a gift, that it would just sort of virtually bounce around cyberspace.
It is possible. If the retailer did not put the parameters in there to prevent that, it could. And obviously, there may be some people that want to do that. But as a retailer, you're in the business to make money, so you have to ship a product at the end of the day. And the best way to do that is to put limits on either how many times it can be regifted or how long a period of time can pass.
And is this available now?
It is not available now. We are in the process of testing it with retailers, and we hope to have this available at least by the next holiday season.
William Dodd is the inventor of Gift Mail, an online regifting system. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And that interview from Day Today's Madeline Brandt.